Well, Christine, how are things going in Silver City?
Excellent, Edmundo. We had an interesting week in news. The Attorney General raided our district attorney's office, the 6th Judicial District Attorney, Francesca Estevez. This is over an incident last June when police did not put her through any sobriety tests or anything like that. So the district attorney's, the Attorney General executed 2 search warrants on the DA's office and seized her state car and many documents pertaining to the records, vehicle records, and other records. So we'll see what comes out of that.
How long before they report on what they found?
I don't know. I think we'll have to follow up with the Attorney General's office. This just happened on Tuesday, so it's only about a week ago. I think it was last Tuesday.
Okay, let's move on to another story that we've been following right here on the Silver City Report regarding a person that was shot and killed by a police officer. Now they're suing.
Yes, the family for Nikki Bascom. She was shot and killed by her partner, Mark Contreras, who was a Silver City police officer. And he was actually promoted to captain during just before he killed her. The family is suing. They've not set a dollar amount, and they said they fully seek, well, the attorney for the family says they fully expect the case to go to court. And these cases are normally settled. But this, they're not seeking a specific dollar amount. They're saying we expect to go to trial here.
So they wanted to go to trial.
Yes, they do. And they're not just suing the police department. They're suing the town of Silver City, the Silver City Police Department, the Grant County Sheriff's Office, and Grant County, because they're saying that there should have been knowledge by all of these parties that this officer was dangerous prior to this tragic homicide.
Let's move on to another story that you're following. That's the Central Dispatch stepping down the director.
Yes. We reported a couple of weeks ago that the dispatchers for the Central Dispatch Agency here, which handles all of the 911 calls, had been operating without one of the proper licenses that they need. And it's their the license to give medical advice. So all of their licenses have been expired. So once we reported that, the follow-up, the dispatch agency met, the board of directors met, and the dispatcher who was the lead dispatcher, the director, stepped down in the midst of that controversy. So they've appointed a new interim director. I'm not quite sure how this is going to solve the problem because they're just as not staffed enough. And so the problem with the previous director was she said she really didn't have enough time to serve as a director because she's been serving as a full-time dispatcher. So they're really in the same boat they were in before with the interim director.
Sounds like something we have to follow up on. Talk to me about the passing away of somebody that was very popular in the community.
Yes, Paula Nerero was 88 years old. She lived out in the Mimbres Valley, which is a rural community of about 1,000 residents outside of Silver City, and very, very active member in her community. She was the head of the state chapter of the TOPS, Taking Off Town Sensibly. Really vibrant woman at 88 years old, and tragically, her house caught on fire, and she died. She was pulled out of the home, but she passed away, and really large family, and there'll be a celebration of her life out in the Mimbres Valley later this week with friends and family. But to live that long, 88 years old, and be that vibrant, and to
That's amazing.
Her life that way is so tragic.
Truly amazing and such a tragic story. Well, Christine, thank you very much for calling in with the Silver City Report.
Thank you so much, Edmundo. Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you next week.